In this video on developing web applications with ASP.NET Web Forms 4.5, I'd like to start looking at how to implement the repository pattern in the solution we have been developing throughout the video series. The repository pattern is a programming practice in which we abstract away the code that is responsible for handling and manipulating the entity classes of the model we have defined, and exposing this code to the presentation layer through interfaces. This has the advantage that the layers of the application become loosely coupled, and the repository classes implementation can be replaced by another one as long as it implements the same interface definitions. And the presentation layer of the application does not have to be impacted when a repository layer is swapped out and replaced by another one. So let's have a look at how we would go ahead and implement the repository pattern in our application. To do this, the first thing I'd like to draw your attention to is the category details page, for example, or the product detail page. And if we look at the code behind for this page, you'll see that there's quite a little bit of code that is responsible for manipulating the model classes to either insert, update, or perform delete operations on these classes or select operations. And some might argue that this code has no place being here because this file should only contain code which is dealing with presentation layer aspects and control behavior, while whereas the current in its current form, the application is also doing database access and entity related code in this particular file. So to abstract this away and decouple this code from the presentation layer, the first thing we want to do is we want to implement a couple of interfaces. And to do this, I'm going to come back to my BLL folder, and I'm going to add a new folder, and I'm going to call the new folder just repositories. Okay, and in the repositories folder, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add two existing interfaces, which we will have a look at. So these interfaces are called iProduct repository and iToy category repository, one being meant to handle products and the other one being meant to handle toy categories. So let's have a look at these implementations. And as you can see, they're fairly simple and straightforward. All they do is that the iToy category repository implementation implements an iList of toy category called getCategories. So every class that is going to be implementing this interface is going to have to implement a method called getCategories, which will have to return a type of iList toy category to its caller. The same goes true. The same holds true for the iProduct repository. This all classes implementing this interface will have to implement a getProducts method, which will return an iList of containing products. Okay. So now the next thing we'd like to do is I'm going to add two more classes that are actually going to be containing the implementation of these interfaces. So these are called product repository and toy category repository. So let's have a look at the toy category repository first. And as you can see, the first thing we do is we indicate that this class actually implements the iToy category repository interface. And as such, it will have to implement a method signature, which will return an iList of toy category and will be called getCategories. So in this class implementation, we are going to new up a product context class, and we are going to use that as the product as the database context. And all we do is we take the exact same code that we used to have in the code behind for the categories listings page, so return DB toy categories, but since we're not returning an iQueryable and we're returning an iList, we have to give the method more parameters by which the calling data control can control the linked to SQL query that's going to be generated by Entity Framework. So to do this, we're going to take in a string sort by expression, a number of maximum rows to be returned, the start row from which we're going to start reading the data, and the total row count, which is going to be an out parameter. So we are going to be passing in a value, and that value is going to be modified by the method. So all we do is we count the total number of rows and assign the value of the total number of rows to the total row count, which is going to be returned by this method through the out parameter. And then what we do is we issue a call to DB toy categories, and then all we do is we do link under the covers, and we say sort by, and we sort by the sort expression. We skip to the starting row, and we take the maximum number of rows that is indicated in the parameters of the method, and then all we do is we call the toList method to convert the resulting iQueryable to a list, and we store this in a variable called categories, which we then return. The same happens for the product repository. So for the product repository, we have a getProducts method, and the getProducts method takes in a bunch of parameters as well to allow the calling data control to actually control the link query that is going to be generated by NT framework. And these parameters are again the sort by expression to allow sorting on the grid views, the maximum number of rows that are going to be selected, the starting row from which we're going to start selecting when we're doing pagination, and of course we need to know the total row count. So again, we assign the total row count to the total row count variable, which is an out parameter. And then we call the DB products property of the product context object, which is going to return a DB set of products, on which we say sort by the sort expression. We skip to the starting row. We take the rows, the maximum number of rows that is indicated in the parameters, and we convert this to a list, which we store in a variable called products, which we then return. So the next step, after having implemented these two classes, is to add a new folder. So let's add a new folder called Control Extenders. And I'm going to bring in one more class, Add Existing Item, called Control Extensions. So this class is just going to be defining a couple of extender methods for data controls. And the one I'd like to particularly highlight is this particular method, the set data method objects. And this method, what it is going to do is it's going to get a hold of the data control that we're going to be calling the method on, and it's going to overload its calling data methods, and it's going to just set the e.data method object of this method to the data method object parameter that is passed in, and that will allow us to automatically link the data control to the repository methods that we have defined in the repository classes. I've also created two helper methods, one which is called setDefaultSort and one which two overloads of the same method called setDefaultSort, and these are going to be available on grid view controls, and they're going to allow me to sort the grid view using a sort expression and possibly even a sort direction. So if I don't give it a sort direction, I'm just going to sort ascending. But if I should give it a sort direction, it is also going to sort by that sort direction. So now we have all the code we need to implement the repository pattern. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to add a new web form. So I'm going to add a new item in here, web form using master page. And I'm going to call this this new web form categories repository, and I'm going to add it, select the site master page, and I'm just going to copy the code which is in the third content panel from my categories page. I'm going to copy all of this markup directly into my new page, because I'm going to be keeping the same grid view, and the grid view is still going to be calling the same methods Okay, but this time what I'm going to do is I'm going to be hooking these methods up to the repository. So to do this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come in the category repository, category rep aspx.cs in the code behind. And first of all, base libraries, and let's add some namespaces in here. So I would like to bring in the web sample dot BLL dot extensions, which contains my control extender methods, and my web sample dot BLL dot repositories, which contains my repository classes. Okay, so now instead of, as I was doing here, newing up a product context object, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to grab a snippet from here. And I'm just going to new up a new repository of type iToy category. So let's go back into the code behind and let's new up a new repository of type iToy category, which is going to be of type toy category repository. And then what we need to do in the page load is we're going to be calling the extender methods. So I'm going to be calling toy categories, which is the name of my grid view, dot, and since this is an extender method, what I can do is just use Visual Studio's IntelliSense and start typing, and I can actually see that it actually is smart enough to pick out the extender method which matches the signature because it takes in a control of type data bound control, which the grid view inherits from data bound control. So therefore, we can just use the set data method object and pass in the repository we've just created. So if we go to the definition of this, we see that what it does is the data method object is actually the repository, and I'm going to be using the data method object of the data bound control and assigning it the object which is contained in this variable here. Now, I would also like to sort the grid view the first time I come onto the page. So if the page is not postback, please go ahead and call one of the overloads for that I've defined in the iToy category in the control extenders class, and this is going to actually sort the grid view by the name column. I'm going to do the same thing for the products listings. So I'm going to create a new item, web form using master page. And this web form is going to be called products repository. So let's add that in. Choose the master page. Okay. And now I'm just going to be copying the markup from the products listings page into the products repository page. So let's copy that in. And products listings via repository. Let's just change that so we know we're on the good page. And I'm actually also going to modify it here so that I'm on the good page. I know I'm on the good page. So let's just add that in via repository. There we go. And now, as I did on the categories repository page, so I'm just going to bring in the same namespaces. So let's just add imports and say using web sample dot BLL dot extensions, which are the control extender methods that I've just defined, and using web sample dot BLL dot repository. So you see that now I have drastically limited the number of namespaces that I'm bringing in compared to the same page over here where I had to bring in all of my model classes. Now I'm extracting the model away from the presentation layer. And as before, I'm instead of creating a page level variable of type product context, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a page level variable of type I product repository. And in the page load, I am going to again hook up the grid view to via the set data method object and pass in the repository object that I've just created, and then I am also going to sort the grid view via name. And the final touch to this to get everything to work is that I'm going to come back into my global ASAX and I'm going to modify my routes. So here, instead of pointing to categories ASPX, I'm going to be pointing to categories rep.aspx and to products rep.aspx. So everything is going to continue working fine. I've just changed my solution to point to the new product repository listing and the category repository listing. So I should be able to rebuild the solution. Let's go ahead and do a quick build. Build succeeded. So let's run this in Internet Explorer once again. So I'm already logged in, and now if I go to the categories page, what you see is that I am calling the category listings, but via the repository this time, and you see that the grid view is already sorted by name ascending, and now I can proceed to sort it via short description ascending or short description descending, do pagination, and it is the grid view now that is going to be controlling my repository. So if I set a breakpoint on my repository here, let's just do that really quickly in the toy category repository class. Let's just set a breakpoint on the get categories method. And when I set the breakpoint, let's just go to page one. And you can see that the sort expression now is that I am going to be sorting by the short description and I'm sorting in descending order. The maximum number of rows that I want to take is 5 and the start row index is 0. And I am giving it a total row count variable, which is going to be populated by this method as an out parameter. So the total row count is 6. And then I'm going to be proceeding to build my select statement using link under the covers and then returning a result of iList of toy category. And there we go. This is how you would implement the repository pattern to start selecting data. In the next video on this tutorial, we will extend the repository pattern to also allow the update, insert, and delete scenarios for the products list, for the product details, and for the category details pages that are in our application.